It's the 19th hole with Michael Williams.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the 19th Hole. I'm your host, Michael Williams, bringing you the best of the best of the best of the best in golf and golf lifestyle. This week is no different than any other week in that respect, because I am bringing you the best in, well, the show is called Sticks and Stones. That's another way to say clubs and balls. And we're bringing you two of the best names, two of the biggest names in the entire industry. One, Honma Golf is known for its high quality, really precision equipment, and we have a representative here to tell us about how that equipment is made, what they're doing now, and what they're going to be doing in the future. The very same for another name that is known for hitting the ball far, and I'm talking about, of course, Pinnacle Golf, and we'll be talking about their new relationship with the World Long Drive Championship and what exactly goes into the Pinnacle ball that makes it such a very good ball at such a very good price. It's going to be a really, really good show, and I hope you stick around for it. The Masters is coming up, and to me, this is one of the highlights of the year, the beginning of the year, a tradition like no other, et cetera, et cetera. I have not been following the golf game as much as I have in previous years. Scotty Scheffler's been injured. We had Rory making news out of Pebble Beach and really playing well leading up to the Masters, and hopefully he will live up to the potential that he's always had. I think even for a guy who's as accomplished as he is, you can say that he hasn't really lived up to his potential, but he has the opportunity to go for that career slam once again here at Augusta. I will be there, and I'll be doing a pre and post game of Augusta. We'll have some folks in next week and the week after talking about the tournament, talking about what's going to happen and what did happen respectively for that tournament. I'm excited by it this year because you have the LIV Tour, which is, let's face it, is foundering. Do you watch it? You tell me. Everybody raised their hand. I see a few hands raised, not too many. And the PGA Tour, who watches that? I see a few hands, not as many as I would expect, not as many as used to. Golf has got to do something to get itself together. But the one thing that establishes itself as a must-see for most people on their golf, on their sports calendar is the Masters, because it's not about who plays it. It's about where it's played. It's about the venue. It's about Augusta. And that doesn't change. It is a spectacular place. Again, I say, if you haven't been there, you may want to save a few buckets, get yourself in one of those little lotteries or something, but get there whatever way you can, because it is something to see at least one time, for especially for a golf fan, but for any sports fan, it's something really special to see. And you will have this celebration of that place once again, so I'm looking forward to it. I know you're looking forward to it too. And with that, we will go ahead and say that I'm also looking forward to this show. So we'll take a quick break, go get yourself a crunchy snack and a beverage, or a beverage and a crunchy snack, or two, you know how it is. Get yourself something, and we'll be right back. Michael Williams, 19th Hole.
Hi, this is Reese Jones. I'm Michael Williams in the 19th Hole. I look forward to talking to Michael every time.
Welcome back to the 19th Hole. Michael Williams, your host. And y'all know that I like to have things just so on the golf course. I like to have things that are special, because, you know, the time on the golf course, especially, you single out that time during the week where you can go play, be with your friends, be with the golf course, try to put up a score, try to have a good time, whatever. But whatever you're trying to do, you want to look your best and feel like you're having the best tools possible to do it. And there's a lot of people out there who are professing themselves to be the best of the best of the best, but there are only a true few that are doing that. Y'all know who those people are, and I'm bringing one of them to you today. That is, of course, Honma Golf. And joining me here today to talk about that august company and the products that they are putting out are Taylor Hull and Brent Clement. Gentlemen, welcome to the 19th hole.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Appreciate you having us on.
Okay, terrific. Thank you so much for joining us on the call. And Taylor, I'll go to you first. Give me your title, because I was going to say the title, but I get afraid of messing up titles on the show. So just give me your title first. What's your role within the company?
Sure. Yeah, I'm the director of sales for North America. I've been in this role for a few years now, and started with the company back in 2020.
Outstanding. And speaking of outstanding, we can say that about Honemont Golf. That's one word that comes to mind when you talk about not only the product, but of the legacies. That's the goodest place as any to start. Talk to me about Honemont. What really Honemont is, and what it strives to be to the golfer that chooses this particular brand. That's a special person. Describe to me what Honemont is and what the Honemont golfer is.
Yeah, absolutely. So Honda's been around since 1959. We were started by two brothers, Hiro Honda and Minoru Honda, in Sakata, Japan. Basically, obviously, we're 66 years old, but fairly new in North America. We originally came over in 2015 and really got a stranglehold in about 2018, late 2017. And basically, Honda's known for its luxury status, premium performance, but above all, craftsmanship. We're the only golf company that handles every step of the design to final production in-house to create the highest quality products in the market today. To this day, we still shape our products out of persimmon wood brought in from Pennsylvania to create the optimal shape and size before moving into CAD to generate 2D and 3D models.
And that is a fascinating story. I did not know that you were the only company that handles everything sort of from soup to nuts, from design to finished product.
That's correct. Yeah, no outsourcing.
That's fascinating. And Brent, again, I'm going to ask you to give your whole title before you do the whole thing, because you have a much more extended, broad title than Taylor does. What's your title?
Yeah, so Brent Clements here. I'm the regional sales manager for Eastern Canada as well as the Northeast U.S.
Okay, so you have a broad swath of responsibility. And again, I'll get your take on what the product is. Taylor gave us a great description of what the product is and what the company has come to represent. Who plays Honemont? Who chooses to play Honemont in your experience? Is it the newer golfer? Is it the more experienced golfer? Is the golfer who's trying to make the statement? When you see Honemont in somebody's bag, what does it say about them?
Yeah, I mean, with our product line, we have a very broad product line that, you know, will hit a wide variety of golfers. To summarize, I would say, you know, our typical Honemont golfer player is someone who values the craftsmanship, luxury, and wants some performance in their equipment. Unlike some of the other brands, as Taylor mentioned, we do everything in-house, and we appeal to the golfer who really appreciates that artistry, precision, and performance in a golf club. You know, some of the other manufacturers will do a little more mass producing, and that's where we have that niche of, you know, keeping everything in-house and making sure that, you know, everything's built to the highest build specs.
And that's a really great explanation, because that's what I expect when I am teeing up anything that has to do with Honemont, is really precision, craftsmanship, and excellence in the performance of the golf club. You all have been doing that for some time, as you said, but now you have come out, as everybody has, with what's new and what's different. So if with Taylor, I'll go back to you. Talk to me a little bit about what's new and different in the product line this year.
So this year all of our products on two-year product cycle. So basically, we have two distinct product lines. We have the Berez line and then the Tour World line, which is basically for our better player. So Berez 09 was our newest Berez launch that happened in March of last year, so 2024. And then we just launched Tour World in late December of 2024. So we'll have 2 years of Tour World and then 1 year of Berez 09 left. Tour World, basically, it's a big focus for us this year. Obviously, we don't have any tour presence. But we're looking to expand the marketplace for Honda in that premium players model. Essentially, it's on par, if not better, than the majority of North American manufacturers. It's just not accessible as much, and that's our main goal moving forward, is to try to get it in more players' hands, and then eventually, hopefully, we'll have a little bit more tour presence down the line.
Gotcha. And I'll stay with you, Taylor, for your thoughts, and then get yours, Brent, in addition to. But you don't have, as you said, you know, a big tour presence there. What do you feel is drawing people to Hanma? Is it performance? Is it the cachet? What brings people to Hanma and gets them to stay, for that matter?
I think realistically, performance is obviously first and foremost. But the way we get customers in the first place is craftsmanship. We're known for quality. We're known for all of our products built in Japan, shipped out of Japan, very authentic. Versus like what Brent mentioned, where some of the other manufacturers may be a little bit more mass produced, where our product is basically from start to finish, it touches 100 craftsmen's hands, 100 different craftsmen. And basically that just shows the authenticity, and that's not going away.
Hmm. And Brent, I'll get your take on this. Anything you wanted to add or anything as far as that opinion that Taylor just put out?
Yeah, I mean, the one cool thing Taylor just mentioned about, having 100 individual craftsmen, it's a process that, I've never seen with any other manufacturer before. Our Visor shaft line, which you'll find in Tour World line, they're all hand-rolled, hand-crafted, 100 individual craftsmen handling each and every golf club. It's a 156-step production process. And, once they go through all those steps, the final step is a human eye inspection before leaving. So, we don't run into any build issues down the road. And, that's something that's super, super important to us.
And, when you talk about the Japanese golfer versus the American golfer versus the European golfer, do you all think of those golfers in different ways and what they want? Or do you have more of a focus on the Hanma golfer as a global creature?
Basically, I don't think we look at them as different from a European golfer to a North American golfer to a Japanese golfer. We're looking for the distinct golfer that values craftsmanship, that knows the quality out of Japan, is known for the quality, like we said, and there's never going to be any build issues or characteristics that go awry.
Mm-hmm. And would you agree? Also, that's the same thing you would say about the Hanma golfer as a global entity.
100%.
Okay. Yeah. Terrific. So we have new products are coming out every 2 years, one side every 1 year, another side. Is there anything that we're on the lookout for this season? Any particular thing? What's been, if you will, the most popular thing that's come out from Hanma this year?
So this year, like I said, Tour World was just launched with our players line. Our iron lineup is, it would be our most popular by a long shot, just because of the hand forging process. It's known to be very, very soft, but the technology in the iron is phenomenal. But realistically, we know that about 80% of our business is Berets, and that's sort of our higher end product with certain platinum characteristics, some gold characteristics, obviously, which makes price point go a little bit higher. And so we know that product is going to perform, it's going to sell. And we're still focused on that because we know the number that it outsells Tour World. But essentially, Tour World is still a focus because we want to get it into more players' hands that could potentially be better players, because Berets is known for a little bit slower swing speed, just to get more riot golfers.
Got you. And I'll leave this for either one of you, Taylor or Brent, whoever wants to say, when people get the itch and they want to get back into your product and take a look at it for themselves, what's the website? Where can they go to start their journey with your products? So Taylor, I'll start with you. We talked a little bit about what's going on now. What's coming up in the future? What are you guys working on back there in the laboratories?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, as I said earlier, with all of our product line being 2 year product cycle, Berets 09 was launched in early 2024. So that's That just gives us an inkling of something maybe coming in early 2026 with the Berez line. And if we look at the history of Berez, it was basically launched in and around 2005. And so if we were to look at that, that's 20 years of Berez. So something very, very cool might be happening next year. And along with that, we have a couple collaborations with a few North American brands coming in the late summer, early fall, which is very exciting for us and something that we haven't done before.
That sounds super exciting. We'll just say I can't wait when it comes out. That would be fantastic. And Brent, I'll let you finish up with where we can go. We want to find out more information. That is a website or some such where we can get all the 411 on what's going on with your product.
Yeah, absolutely. Our website's just www.honmagolf.com. You'll see in the top right corner there is a ability to switch based on what country you're in. In North America here, we use United States, and that's also for Canada as well. And that would be the easiest way to see what we have to offer, our pricing and all the information about our products. And recently we started working with a few third-party companies, Golf WRX, Hackers Paradise, and a few others, just to get some of our more information out there. So keep an eye on those sites as well.
Outstanding. Well, again, both of you, congratulations for producing such an outstanding product. And when we want to get some more information on what's coming up, we'll give you both a call and give you a big soapbox to stand on and a megaphone to shout out what's going on with Hunma Golf, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you. That is Taylor Hall and Brent Clement from Hunma Golf. Again, to me, I like when you're going to play, you like playing with the best. And there is no doubt that Hunma provides some of the best equipment you can possibly buy to get into the game. So yeah, sure, there's an entry point, there's a place that everybody comes into the game, but when you're ready to get serious about the game, there's only a couple of places to look, and certainly the guys at Hunma are one of them. When we come right back, we'll have more of some great interviews and more golf and stuff. So stay with us. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Welcome back to the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host. And two things you need to play golf. You need golf clubs, you need golf balls. And I, like you, like hitting the ball further. I like it when I have 100 yards left rather than 130 or 140 yards left. There are a lot of products that make a lot of claims about that, but none really makes it really happen like the product made by my next guest. Pinnacle is a standard, you can say, and they're doing some amazing things with golf, especially now that golf is so popular. But who better to tell the story, not me, than our next guest, Frederick Waddell from Pinnacle Golf. Frederick, welcome to the 19th hole. How are you?
I'm great, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I apologize. I need to go ahead and tell me your title, because I know you have a great title at Pinnacle. What's your title there?
I'm the director of golf ball product management.
You see, I couldn't say that any better. You said that with like a certain nobility that I just can't match. So I wanted you to say
Well, it's a fun job and I'm lucky to have it. So I say it with pride.
That's amazing. And I mean, Pinnacle has so much good news on the horizon with the World Long Drive Championship. So many good things to talk about. Let's talk about Pinnacle though first. Let's talk about where the product started, what your mission and vision is, and what you're really trying to do at Pinnacle when you produce a product there.
Yeah, Pinnacle is such a great brand. Really started and continues to this day with a mission of delivering the highest quality golf balls possible at a value price for the golfer out there who is looking for that. And so Pinnacle golf balls get high levels of research and development and quality, manufactured here in the USA, but at a lower price, so the golfers don't have to choose between value and quality when playing a golf ball.
That's really important to most golfers too, because there are products that say they go far and they do all kinds of things, and backspin, that sort of thing. All kinds of claims made by golf balls, but the farther out you go in terms of performance, the farther out you go in terms of price as well. So to have a company that's really dedicated to making a premium product at an affordable price is kind of important, especially with the new golfers coming into the game today, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, in 2024, we set the fourth, it was the fourth consecutive year of setting a record for rounds of play in the US. So this boom we've seen has continued. And obviously, as you said at the opening of your show, you need golf balls to play golf. And so when we looked at Pinnacle heading into 2025, we thought, you know, here's a brand that it really does stand for quality and value for the golfer, but let's inject a little life into it so people know a little bit more about it. You know, it had such a great identity with World Long Drive back in the 90s and early 2000s that we thought, is there an opportunity there to put it back on the big stage again and really let golfers know that, hey, Pinnacle, it's still delivering high quality value and long distance for golfers. We just want to make sure everyone knows about it.
That really is a great mission. And I love how you're so focused on the golfer. Everybody knows what the PJ pros use, and you know, we get commercials every weekend about how we use this ball because this guy won this thing with it. And let's be honest, a lot of us, you know, are going to get maybe some of the things that those guys do, but we're not going to do it as often as they do it. We don't need what they need necessarily. We need those things that are going to help us enjoy the game. And you guys are so dedicated to the enjoyment of the game by the people, the millions of people who really make up the game of golf. That's a noble thing that you've got going on. And to that, one of the things that we love watching is the World Long Drive Championship. And you guys just made an announcement recently about a new partnership with World Long Drive. Talk about that thing a little bit.
We did. So Pinnacle is back as the official golf ball of the World Long Drive series. It kicked off last week in Mesquite, Nevada with an exciting event. And Pinnacle golf balls will be the balls used throughout the season on World Long Drive. In addition to that, we have two ambassadors on that tour, Jack Smith and Sean Johnson, who are really great guys who will be competing and doing content for us specific to Pinnacle Golf. So you're going to see us every week on that tour. There are three televised events on the Golf Channel and ESPN, so you can find them there. Otherwise, they're televised on YouTube. But you'll see Pinnacle back in a big way on the World Long Drive stage. And I can tell you, as we've talked not only to Jack and Sean, but others, other competitors out on that tour, they are so excited to have Pinnacle back as the golf ball that they get to compete with. The distance, the consistency it delivers, ball after ball. You know, when you're hitting drives at the speeds they are, I think a couple guys were up in the high 220s ball speeds in Mesquite. You know, you better hit it straight, because if it goes offline, it goes way offline. And getting that consistency ball after ball from Pinnacle is something that they're really, really have been excited about and saw it in that first event right away.
And again, this is something where you see the best or the longest hitters in the world, in this case, hitting the ball a long way. And we can see that type of performance realistically from ourselves when we play Pinnacle products, right? The idea is that you'll hit ball A this far, but this far plus a bit is what you're going to get with the Pinnacle, no?
Yeah, you know, that's exactly right. We designed Pinnacle to be as long as possible, the new Pinnacle distance that it just went on sale March 15th here in North America.
Yeah.
And so for the World Long Drive people, they want that, obviously. But for the everyday golfer, as you said in your opening, I like having 100 yards into the green more than I like having 140 yards into the green.
Absolutely.
And so playing a product that is going to deliver that distance with the consistency you get from the manufacturing process that makes Pinnacle, it's a win-win for the golfer. And you talked about earlier, we see the tour players, we see what they play. There's plenty of ways to go find that product and play that product. But there's plenty of golfers out there that are looking for a product like Pinnacle Distance, and we think turning up the volume on it this year is really going to help them in terms of awareness to find a product that at a great price is going to be great for their game.
Yeah, as I always say, it's not the name on the back of the club that counts, it's the number that you're putting down on the scorecard that counts. So whatever whatever you can do to get that number where you want it to is what you're going to do. Talk a little bit about the name of the product, because I know I think that there has been some change into how you're actually branding and naming the product. So I want people to go out there and find the things that they're looking for when they go to the store. There has been some name change, hasn't there?
There has. You talked about our focus on the golfer. We engaged in a lot of research in the summer of 2024 with the Pinnacle golfer to say, what do you want? What is it in terms of not just performance, distance, and quality, but what would help you in your journey to finding Pinnacle? And they said, simplify the name. Just tell us what it is. And that's why we've rebranded it to Pinnacle Distance. It's simple. You see it on shelf. We have brand new packaging. It's beautiful, by the way. Mm-hmm. And so when you walk into your local golf store, or you find it at a retailer near you, you're going to see it right away. It comes in white and yellow. The white golf balls are white box. The yellow golf balls are in a yellow box. And it's Pinnacle Distance. So you know what you're going to get. But that all came out of research with golfers, Pinnacle golfers. And we like delivering what golfers want. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, and are there any plans? I know you're very excited, as am I, about what you're doing right now, and excited to see what goes on in the World Long Drive Championship. I'm excited to get out and play Pinnacle because I want to shoot better scores. I want to have shorter distance to the hole, better drives, all those good things. And that's what you're going to get when you use a Pinnacle product. But you always, as most companies with your pedigree do, you have your eye on the future. What are you looking at? Let me put it this way. What information are you getting from what we're doing today that's going to help you develop what you're doing tomorrow?
Well, I think, one, we're always looking for ways to improve the product.
Yeah.
So last week in Mesquite, the first World Long Drive event of the season, we had some marketing people out there from my team. We also had some R&D engineers out there working with players to understand how we can better optimize Pinnacle Distance in the future to hit it as long as possible. So we're always focused on the product. I think the other thing you're going to see is with Sean and Jack out on that tour, using them to drive more awareness of Pinnacle. We really think there is no better product in the value space than Pinnacle Distance in terms of the performance and quality you get. It's really unmatched. And we want people to know about that. And so you're gonna see more kind of content opportunities from us to drive that awareness up of Pinnacle Distance. And then finally, we wanna make it really easy for you to go get it, whether it's at your local retailer, or if you go to pinnaclegolf.com, there are a multitude of ways to buy through that site. We want to make that easier over time. We're going to make some investments in that so that if you're interested in playing Pinnacle Distance, for all the reasons I've stated, you can get it as easily as possible.
Yeah, and that's important, where to get it. We'll talk about that in a second. But what I want to talk about is, again, the World Long Drive Series. Talk a little bit more about that just before we close, about where that series is, how many events there are, and where people can see it.
Yeah, I can't say enough about the team at World Long Drive. They've been outstanding partners. Really their energy, their creativity, their passion for World Long Drive. It's just been a joy to work with them, and we look forward to a great year in 2025. You can go to worldlongdrive.com to see if there's an event coming near you. And like I said, there's various platforms in which you can watch the actual championships. So we're excited to engage with them throughout the year and be creative in ways to, again, drive awareness around Pinnacle distance and how it can help your game. If you're just a Pinnacle World Long Drive fan and you come out to an event, look for us there. We have a presence at every event. That's kind of a fun way to engage with our brand. If not, go to pinnaclegolf.com, and there's a lot of great information on that site. And again, if you're looking to buy some and try it, you can go there and you can find the product.
And you already stole my next question, which was, how do we find you? But obviously, pinnaclegolf.com is where we get more information about where to get the product, et cetera, et cetera. And as we conclude, I just got to ask about you. How's your golf game? How often are you getting to play? Do you just have to watch other people play, which is absolute torture for me? do you get a chance to play, and where are you playing?
I do get a chance to play. As I mentioned to you before we went on air, I have three kids that are running around my house here today. It's spring break. So they're kind of put a governor on my ability to go play a lot of golf. But I love the game. The season's just about to open up here in the Northeast with some good weather, hopefully, when it turns to April 1st. So I'll play as much as I can. I am lucky my kids are into golf, so we do get to go as a family sometimes and play. But I'm just excited for the golf season and to see golfers out on the golf course playing this game we all love.
That's super awesome. And I got to close because I know the golf balls that, you know, the rest of the company advertising the balls that are advertised on TV and that sort of thing. When you play a Pinnacle golf ball, you're playing a quality product. Can you just give me real quick before you go, like the price for 3 or 10 or whatever number that you sell? What's your standard number and cost for that?
Yeah, you know, Pinnacle is primarily sold in a 15 ball pack. There are retailers that sell it in a traditional dozen, but in the 15 ball pack, it retails for suggested retail price is $19.99.
Amazing.
It's a great value for golfers. Again, you get all that quality and consistency from our R&D and manufacturing prowess. Again, made here in the USA at a price that really is hard to beat.
And again, I like to finish with the price because, you know, that's what people are focused on. And go out and get a great product for a great price. Dare I say, that's what America's all about. Cue the flag waving. So yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Really, congratulations on all you've accomplished out there. We'll be watching the World Long Drive stuff, and be sure to come back in again during the season. We'll give you a soapbox to stand on and a megaphone shout out of tell us what else you got coming next at Pinnacle.
Well, thanks, Michael. It's great to speak to you as always. Congratulations to you on your continued success, and I hope we get to do this again this year. I would love to.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That is Frederick Waddell of Pinnacle Golf. And again, look, the name of the game, there's two names of the games here. Price, because we want to be able to afford to play this game that we love, right? Because there's a little bit of cost to it. So we want to be able to get a quality product that we can afford, so we can play lots, and we want to do well. We want to score well, and scoring well means hitting the ball further. And Pinnacle gives you the opportunity to get both of those things in one single product. It's a really important part of not only the growth of your game, but the growth of the game. And that's why I really wanted to have them on. I'm so grateful that they would give the time to do that, because as this game of ours that we love grows and gets into the hands of more and more people, the affordability of it, the accessibility of it is going to be paramount in how this game goes forward, how this story advances. So kudos to the folks at Pinnacle for what they're doing. It's a great product at a great price. Go try it. You won't be sorry. We're going to take a quick break. We come back with more golf and stuff. Hope you enjoy it. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Well, as they say, that's it and that's all for this edition of the 19th Hole. I wanted to give my very special thanks to, of course, Taylor Hull and Brent Clements of Honma, however you say it. They were really fantastic in giving us some vision and backstory into what goes on with that spectacular set of clubs, and more usefully, what's happening now and what's going to happen in the near future. And of course, Frederick Waddell from Pinnacle, who gave us that outstanding look at where that product is going and what they're doing. And again, for the dollar, you can't get a better product than Pinnacle. If hitting it farther is what you want to do, that's the product that you want to use. I want to thank you all for listening too. It's been a great audience. As always, if you want to get more of this, listen to this, or share it with a friend, you can get us The 19th Hole with Michael Williams on Spotify. You can get us on Apple Music and wherever great podcasts are found. Again, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back very soon with more great guests. But until then, I want you to go out, because it's getting warm almost everywhere. So I want to see you out there. I want to see you hitting balls. And I do want to see you hitting them straight. Michael Williams, 19th hole.